Radharani left the arena of the Rasa dance, which was taking place at Seva Kunj. Lord Sri Krishna could find no happiness, even with all of the innumerable gopis offering their lives for his pleasure, without the beautiful fat presence of Srimati Radharani. In this particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam, it proves the supreme exalted nature of Sri Radharani and her supreme power of devotion. Krishna left all of the gopis of the Rasalila to search for Sri Radhika. And he found her here. And here Lord Sri Krishna began to put various cosmetics and decorations on Sri Radharani. And he also decorated her hair with flowers that he picked with his own hands. Also this place, Subal and the other cowherd boys would sometimes decorate Krishna. So this is called Sringarabhat. And it was also a favorite place for Lord Sri Balaramji. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to Vrindavan, he wandered throughout the forests of Vrindavan, but this is the place that he spent most of his time in residence. Therefore, this place is called both Sringarabhat as well as Nityanandabhat. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the avatar of Sri Balaramji, non-different in every respect, he came to this world and took birth in Ekachakra, in Radhadesh, and he was the life, the soul, the pleasure of everyone of Ekachakra Gram, especially his mother, father, Adai Pandit and Padmavati. But he came to this world to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he was 12 years old, it is described at about that time Gauranga Mahaprabhu took birth. And he was thinking that my parents and everyone around is so attached to me. How will I ever leave this place to assist the Lord in his mission of distributing the holy name of Krishna everywhere and delivering the most fallen? So at that time a sannyasi came, and Hadai Pandit served him and honored him with great respect and humility. And that sannyasi asked in charity for Nityananda, his son, to travel with him to the holy places of India. So although it was a thunderbolt more painful than death to the heart of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, remembering the virtuous sacrifice of Dasarath when he handed over his own son Ram to Vishwamitra Muni, Hadai Pandit offered his son to be the servant of this sannyasi. And they traveled throughout all of India, the north, south, east and west, from Badrika Ashram down to Kanyakumari and all the holy places between. But then he decided to come to Vrindavan, the supreme of all holy places. Before he came to Vrindavan, there's a beautiful story of when he came to Pandharapur, which is very close to where all of you live, in Bombay and Pune. When he was in Pandharapur, one of the chief holy places, he was chanting and dancing and worshipping the beautiful form of Vithal. And he was residing in the house of one of the godbrothers of Sri Madhavendra Puri. And he explained that his guru, Lakshmipati Tirtha, was soon coming. Lakshmipati Tirtha was a great, great pure Vaishnava in the line of Sri Madhvacharya. And when Lakshmipati Tirtha came, he stayed in that devotee's house. But Nityananda Prabhu remained hidden. And although this great Acharya was speaking Krishna Katha and having wonderful satsang with everyone, he felt a mysterious ecstasy in his heart of love for Lord Balaram. So he sat in a secluded place, Lakshmipati Tirtha, and he began to sing and chant the holy names of Lord Balaram. He was wondering, is some great, great personality here that I am not seeing? And then he dozed into a resting state. And at that time, Lord Nityananda appeared to him in a dream in his beautiful form of Lord Balaramji and told him, tomorrow morning, a very young renunciate will approach you and ask you for initiation, and you should give him this mantra. And then Balaramji whispered the mantra in the ear of Lakshmipati Tirtha. And he woke up. And soon after that, Nityananda Prabhu came and fell at his lotus feet and begged, please, Guru Maharaj, please give me diksha, initiation. And Lakshmipati Tirtha whispered the same mantra that he had just received from Balaram in the ears of Balaram himself in the form of Lord Nityananda. And it was Lord Nityananda in great humility and devotion surrendered at the feet of his guru. And then in a vision, Lakshmipati Tirtha could see that Nityananda Prabhu was none other than Balaram himself. And crying tears profusely, he worshipped his lotus feet within the core of his heart. Later, Nityananda Prabhu met with Madhavendra Puri. And that was there is a beautiful description in Chaitanya Bhagavat of the loving reciprocation that they exchanged. And then he came to Vrindavan sometime after. And when Nityananda Prabhu was in Vrindavan, he was in the mood of a young cowherd boy. He was really in his original mood of Balaram. He would simply spend his day rolling in the dust of Vrindavan, displaying all sorts of wondrous ecstatic symptoms. And sometimes he would play with the cowherd boys and play with the cows, and like a little boy he would just frolic through the groves of Braja. Generally, he was so much in the mood of ecstatic love that he forgot even about eating and drinking and sleeping. But sometimes someone would give him little milk and he would drink it. And he would oftentimes sit under this tree. For long, long hours, in the mood of Lord Balaram, and while sitting on this tree, he was just waiting for the indication when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would begin the distribution of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And when he understood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken initiation from Srila Ishwara Puri in Gaya, and he had returned to Navadvip, and now he was displaying his most glorious sentiments of the Supreme Most Devotee, and he was gathering the people of Navadvip, especially the devotees, and they were having beautiful kirtans of the loud chanting of the holy name. This was the moment that Nityananda Prabhu was waiting for throughout his whole life up to this point, for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inaugurate the Harinam Sankirtan movement, because he descended specifically to assist in this great mission. So when word came to him that Gauranga Mahaprabhu has become the greatest devotee and he is inducing everyone without discrimination to take the name of Krishna and attain pure love of God, Nityananda Prabhu, from this very place where we are sitting, Nityananda Bhat, roaring loudly the holy name. He departed from here for Navadvip Dham, where he initially went to the house of Nandanacharya, and then he reunited with his eternal brother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they began dancing and chanting together, inducing all living beings. And to this very day, through their mercy and through their representatives, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are distributing the supreme gift of the chanting of the holy names of
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki Nithai Gauranga Prema. So with very grateful hearts, let us prostrate our bodies and place our heads in the dust of the feet of Sri Nityananda. Cool, like millions and millions of full moons. The shade of his lotus feet relieves one from the scorching heat, the blazing fire of this material existence. And without receiving the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot enter into that realm of divine service to Sri Sri Radha in Krishna. So let us, like simple and humble beggars, pray for even a drop of the ocean of mercy to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Koti Chandra Shishitala
Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shishitala
Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shishitala